Good afternoon, and welcome to Folk Music and Beyond. I'm Joanne Marr, and we have a very special program in store for you this afternoon. It's our preview of next weekend's San Francisco Free Folk Festival. Every year, the San Francisco Folk Music Club puts on a two-day extravaganza of free music, free classes and workshops, family activities, jam sessions, and dancing. Local musicians volunteer to give music instruction and dance classes and free performances on stage, and volunteers set up tables and chairs and the PA systems, and they spend long hours behind the scenes organizing this event. They are the unsung heroes. And so this is their annual gift to the San Francisco Bay Area. It's happening next weekend, June 9th and 10th, 12 noon to 10 p.m. at the Presidio Middle School. The address is 450 30th Avenue at Geary in San Francisco. For details and the complete program schedule, you can visit www.sffolkfest.org. Again, that's sffolkfest.org. And today, I've invited a few of the musicians who will be performing at this year's Free Folk Festival. Melody Walker and Jacob Groupman are making their festival debut this year, and they'll be with us later at around 4 o'clock today. But right now, I'd like to welcome Meisner and Smith to the KALW studio. Sam Meisner and Megan Smith, thanks for coming in today.
It's a great pleasure to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Now, you're festival veterans. Is this the second or third time you've been performing at the festival?
I think it might be the fourth year we've performed at the festival. I kind of lost track.
So you must enjoy performing at the festival. What makes you keep coming back?
It's a very community-oriented, inclusive, not exclusive event. It's a lot of fun. It's fun for everybody of all ages, of all walks of life. We really enjoy being a part of the group that gets to perform, but we also like walking the halls and chatting with people who come and bring their kids, and it's just a really wonderful event to be a part of.
So why don't you start us off with one of your songs? What are we going to hear?
We're going to play one that I think it was one of the first songs we ever played at the Folk Festival, and it's in all of our sets pretty much these days too. This one's called Madeline.
Savagely covered this town, lying awake, cold, restless thoughts have gathered around you and tied you in knots. Tired and lonesome, lost as a ship whose compass is broken, whose sails are all ripped. Discovering paradise cracked. You spent all your money on schemes that went south.
They lived and they died on the edge of your mouth,
desperately searching, spinning.
Circumstance curses you most of the time.
Why don't you change something, shake off the rust?
If there ain't no one here but yourself you can trust. Madeline, Madeline, close your eyes and sleep again.
Ain't just turned back.
After discovering paradise cracked, shells full of wisdom gathering dust, the words on the pages seem bankrupt and bust. You've read all the poets, written some tunes, but sought inspiration alone in your room,
chasing a fatal American dream,
as false as a lover, a broken heart fiend. Madeline, Madeline, close your eyes and sleep again.
Ain't no way forward, but you can't just turn back.
After discovering paradise cracked,
Meisner and Smith. Sam Meisner and Megan Smith performing for us this afternoon on KALW. And Madeline was a song you wrote, Sam.
That's right, yes.
Such a sad song. It must have an interesting backstory. Was was there a real Madeline behind this song?
Well, I think not under that name necessarily, but to be honest, I first started it with the idea that I just loved the name Madeline. And I thought, maybe I can work that name into it. I don't know anyone named Madeline, really. And then I think the person it's describing is a mix of people I know, myself at times. Yeah, you know, it's funny, playing songs. We've been together for about 8 years now. And that's a song we've been playing since the beginning. And it changes over the years, the feeling, or what I think both of us are feeling as we're singing it and what it means. And I think if it didn't shift the meaning or it didn't grow in our minds, I don't think we'd keep playing the songs, but it has grown in its meaning for both of us, I think.
Sam Meisner and Megan Smith will be among the many headliners at next weekend's San Francisco Free Folk Festival, and they'll be performing on the main stage Sunday evening at 9 o'clock. So tell us a little about yourselves, how the two of you first met, how many years you've been together.
Well, this year marks our 8th year, and we met each other as actors at a Shakespeare festival in Berkeley. We were at Cal Shakes working both as stage actors, and we were friends. And then a couple years later, we both got cast in a show about Woody Guthrie called Woody Guthrie's American Song by a fellow by the name of Peter Glazer, who works here at UC Berkeley. And kind of in front of the backdrop of that show, we started playing together separately from the show and really enjoyed singing together. There was a moment in the show where we both got to sing, just the two of us, and everybody else dropped out. And it was sort of that moment where we thought, wow, that feels really good. So we just kept on doing it. And yeah, it's been 8 years and we're still loving doing it. We continue to, like Sam says, grow and sing more music and, mm-hmm. than we ever thought we would before.
Yeah. So Woody Guthrie's American Song is going to be returning to Berkeley. It's coming to the Freight and Salvage for a 10-day run in July to coincide with Woody Guthrie's 100th birthday, which will be happening July 14th. And both of you, I guess, will be reprising your roles in that musical.
Yeah, we will. We did it with this same cast 2 years ago at Marin Theater Company in Mill Valley. And folks at the Freight came and saw it. And over the last couple of years, they've been talking with the director and the creator about the possibility of remounting it at the Freight and Salvage. And it worked out. A couple of the actors live, one is in New York and the other is in Chicago. And three of us are local. And the band will all basically be local, local folks. And it will be we love the show for many reasons. The arrangements of Woody's songs in this version are just beautiful. Some solo stuff, but the majority of the music is filled with 3, 4, 5-part harmonies. So
it was arranged by a wonderful guy by the name of Jeff Waxman, who's also out of New York, and he worked with Peter Glaser to create the piece. So they've both done an amazing job with the show.
So this musical is set in the 30s during the Great Depression, during Woody Guthrie's heyday. And I guess it's kind of ironic that a lot of the social issues that Woody wrote about in his songs are still very much with us. You know, the plight of immigrants, the gap between the rich and the poor, the struggle of coal miners and workers. And it makes you realize how very little has changed. Unfortunately, these songs are still very relevant.
Yes, absolutely. We always feel that way.
Yeah, and the creators have said that over their... in 2008, I believe, was the 20th anniversary of the show, and we did it out in Boulder, Colorado, as part of the Shakespeare Festival out there. So one night we were doing Woody Guthrie, the next night we'd be in Henry VIII. But so we were out there and talking with Peter and Jeff, the creators, just about the show, and they said it's amazing how 20 years later we're singing songs about bankers and people losing their homes. One year we did it was the same year as Katrina. So the plight of people having to leave that area and uprooting their lives. It's amazing how it's sad and amazing that it's as pertinent, if not more so, than when the show was created.
What's nice about the songs as well is they always have this sort of thread of hope in them, even though they're about such struggle. I think part of what I sort of, I don't know, this kind of swelling feeling I get when I perform the show and when I hear Woody's music is pride to be a part of that tradition in this country. And we all are a part of it. And it's one way or another, even if we're not Woody Guthrie, we still contribute to the country we live in. And those stories that he wrote about, in some ways, it's very hopeful that they're still relevant just because we continue to grapple with these issues and we haven't given up, you know. So in that way, I kind of love that they're still relevant.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're continuing in the spirit of Woody Guthrie. Can I have the two of you perform a song from this musical, Woody Guthrie's American Song?
Well, to be honest, we haven't prepared one for that
because
we haven't actually
yet.
Rehearsals. But we do have one for you that I wrote right before we did the play for the first time, and it was it's very much in the spirit of Woody writing about issues. And like Woody, he'd often use people's actual names in the songs, and so I wanted to kind of pay tribute to Woody and to this event that happened in New York City in 1911 that really galvanized the union movement, the workers, the labor movement in this country. It was the fire tragedy at the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory. And so this song, though Woody didn't write it, I was in New York while I wrote it, and I tried to channel Woody anyway. So this one is called Triangle Factory Fire.
Locked inside the factory 13 hours a day. The foreman's bent to break our backs, our uncle takes our pay. Sewing rows of velvet clothes for uptown girls to wear. Our tenement slums have become a city of despair.
7 cents an hour, yes, and every dress that's sewn will sell for more than all my bills and everything I own. I saw a dress I made hung up in a fancy store. Reflections in the window show the ragged clothes I wore. Hope is broken, worries in my soul. One more D, one more dollar in the hole.
Name's Cecilia Walker and I'm 20 years of age. I crossed the wide Atlantic for to find a living wage. Factory work and servants' chores were all that I could find. This land of opportunity's not what I had in mind.
Hours of sewing came and went, the workday almost done. The objects of our labor all around us, they were hung. The owners never trusted us, these immigrants, they swore. We'll steal any chance they get, that's why we lock the doors. Hope is broken, worries in my soul. One more day, one more dollar in the hole. Flames broke out below us and soon they blocked the doors. And fire escapes were bolted shut on every single floor. I kept my wits about me and the good Lord by my side. But I still believe that luck's the only reason I'm alive. Though 150 women died up in them flames, owners felt, the courts agreed it wasn't them to blame. So Isaac Harris and Max Blank can go home to their wives, while $100 bill should cover each and every life. Hope is broken, worries in my soul. One more day, one more dollar in the hole. Mr. Corporation sitting 80 stories high, got a briefcase full of dollar bills, sleeps with it at night. Makes his old damn living off of other people's needs. He'll sell you his own hanging rope if profits to be made. He'll sell you his own hanging rope if profits to be made.
Triangle Factory Fire, a song inspired by Woody Guthrie. Sam Meisner on guitar, Megan Smith on acoustic double bass, my guest today on Folk Music and Beyond. They'll both be appearing in the musical Woody Guthrie's American Song, July 11th through the 22nd at the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley. And they'll also be closing out the San Francisco Free Folk Festival next Sunday on the main stage. And now, joining us to talk about the Free Folk Festival, making a return appearance, is Richard Rice. Welcome back to KALW, Richard.
Hi, Joanne.
Come closer to the mic, Richard.
It's been a while. It's nice to be back.
Yeah. Well, Richard is one of the festival's many volunteer coordinators. He's in charge of booking all the musical performers. So, Richard, the Free Folk Festival is now in its 36th year, and I've been attending festivals, I think, for over the last decade, and it just seems to be growing every year. I think there are like 2,000 or 3,000 people that now come to the festival.
Well, that's good news. We always like to hear that people's impressions are that they're growing. Sometimes it's hard to tell, but we're very happy to put it on every year. And even if the numbers went down, we'd still do it. But it is nice when you feel like you're connecting with people, you're bringing new people. I think one thing I hear is that people look around and say, it seems like, in general, that more young people are coming out, which is always, you know, gives us oldsters hope that the interest in folk music and the interest in dance is still out there and still happening. And that's one thing that we notice, I think. Some younger bands, bands of all ages. That's the exciting thing about the festival, I think, is that it's for the young, for the old. People from different walks of life, people from different parts of the world all coming together to put on a great show.
So the festival has now expanded to 5 stages of live music.
How the heck did that happen?
Since you're in charge of booking
the
music,
that's right.
It must keep you pretty busy.
Well, you know, that is kind of funny. It seems like I should be going the other direction to make the workload a little bit less. But we do. I think when I started booking there, I wanted more inclusion, more people to be able to play. And it seemed to be a response that people, you know, people have liked that, enjoyed that, you know, we it was sort of, you know, more limited opportunities at first, and now we book 60 people, mm-hmm. and it's still not enough. And it's still, I think this is all an outgrowth of my not being able to say no very well. And so it's like, okay, we'll just put another stage together. but you know, even booking 60 people, you still have to say no about 350 times. So.
Yeah, well.
but next year, you know, and always hope that we'll get them on eventually.
We have limited time on this program, so we don't have time to talk about all 60 performers. But you can find out more about who's playing the San Francisco Free Folk Festival by visiting their website, sffolkfest.org. That's www.sffolkfest.org. Now, I know that booking all those performers is can be a challenge, but I've known you for many years, Richard. I know that you enjoy listening to music and you enjoy discovering new talent. And you're real excited about finding new musicians and then presenting them at the festival.
There's always that thrill of discovery, you know, when you hear something new. I mean, for me, I go back about 10 years and then there are folks who have been playing in the festival, you know, who remember playing back in the 70s or the 80s, and maybe they haven't been at the fest for a while, or they put out an album they haven't put out any new recordings in 10 years or something like that. I hadn't heard of them before. Somebody like David Maloney, I'm just getting to know his music. That's also a thrill of discovery. You know, it's not always the young acts just getting started in the business, but we also give a platform, I think, to folks who have been around for a while and been recording for a while. So it's that mix of things. But it's, yeah, it's always exciting to hear music that's great and should be out there. And that's what the great service that KLW performs as well, just supporting shows like the Free Folk Festival and supporting lots of great local music. So, yeah, it's a nice match.
Well, Sam and Megan have played the Free Folk Festival four or five times now. Do you remember when you first discovered them?
Oh, I do remember. It was probably Madeline that I played. But, you know, I was doing a lot of listening to acts at the time because I was doing a show at the, you know, it's now a defunct show, but a show at the Cafe International called Hootin' Any Night. Did it for 9 years. And so I just get lots of, and it was a combination of looking around myself and talking to people and saying, who are you listening to? And also people just finding me. And I never, a lot of times can't remember even how I hear people for the first time. But with Sam and Megan, I think they sent me a clip of their music. And I do remember absolutely the first time I heard them. There was just sort of like a sound I was used to hearing a lot. And they weren't that sound. Mm. And they were something new and something special to me. And they've always been really great to work with. At the Hootenanny, they were great to work with, and I was happy to book them at the festival. And they come back a lot, and I couldn't be happier. I think it's the kind of music they make. That's the reason we do what we do. You know, it's that that music that should deserve to be in front of more people, and people should really listen to it more, to get a chance to hear it more. And so we're one of those platforms, I think, that help people get their music out there.
And Sam Meisner and Megan Smith are here in the KLW studios. They will be performing at the festival on Sunday. And let's have you perform another song for us.
Sure, we'd love to.
Thanks, Richard.
Yeah, thank you, Richard.
I'll show you guys.
This is part of a folk festival, too, where you actually hear the tuning. We don't have auto-tune. Well, this is one off our second album. This one's called Compose. Skies fading.
whisked away. She sets off with words to explain all of the places her heart's been since dawn yesterday. Calm, walking down the street she's on. Aimless, wandering and strong. Life moves on. One moment here and we're gone. Come round to find out it's been a song all along.
Meisner and Smith, live in the KALW studios. You can see them in concert next Sunday, 9 o'clock on the main stage of the San Francisco Free Folk Festival. So both of you write songs for the band, but Sam, I guess you're the primary songwriter for this group?
Well, on paper.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Yes, but I can't give enough credit to Megan. Really, the songs are complete when we work on the arrangements, yeah. And I have very little input, not because she doesn't let me have input, but on harmonies, she's got such an amazing ear and voice for harmonies, not to mention singing leads too, but that is when the songs, once she gets her voice on it, that's when it feels like the songs are complete. So I'm collecting the huge royalties for all the music.
Right.
But
so tell me about your songwriting. What themes and subject matters tend to inspire your songs?
Well, I think our biggest influences from music that we listen to all have a through line of some kind where the story is important, that lyrics are important, that harmony is important as well. And so I think what inspires both of us is a connection with some kind of a place and time and maybe even a character that we can transport the listener to and to put them in someone else's shoes for a bit or take them on some kind of a, you know, sonic journey to another place that's outside of themselves. To share that is, I think, really powerful part about music. And I think that's what we we shoot for when we're writing our best stuff. We hope that that happens.
I find that it often, I really like the challenge of writing about someone else, putting songs in the third person. I get sick of myself, so I don't know why anyone would really want to hear me sing about all of my problems. So I really, and maybe it's through a theater background as well, but really interested in characters and learning about human beings and why we do things, but through other people. And I feel like maybe it's a way that I can get to deeper truths or something when I can create a character, or whether that person is very much like me or not at all like me. I feel like I can get to more of the heart of things when I'm writing about.
You know, I was going to say, probably some of you tends to sneak into that third person.
Oh, yeah.
I think
how
so.
How hard you try. There's a couple of songs you've written, Sam, about traveling on the road, struggling to find a sense of direction, almost like channeling the spirit of Woody Guthrie, because he was well known as this restless troubadour in his heyday.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a request. Can I get the two of you to play Greyhound Days?
Oh,
we'd love to play that
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. And a quick story about this one is, when I was finishing writing it, I was showing it to Megan, and I do what I often do and think that the song isn't worth playing or maybe it's not that good. And and Megan convinced me to keep doing it. And then we decided, let's have Megan sing the lead. And so we changed the key, and I'm singing the harmony on it. So this was the first step early on of really sharing the leads quite a bit. So we'd love to play it for you. You ready?
The greyhound starts crawling at 9:15. Leaving this county now, so say the signs. Look out my window, but nothing I find can change my direction or settle my mind. Well, I've been wild and reckless and often been tame. I've been proud and honest and sometimes ashamed. Been clever and certain, free from all pain. Sometimes so lost, all I knew was my name. The man sitting next to me chuckles and sighs. He leans back his head and he fixes his eyes. Never trust comfort, it's weak and it lies. Have faith in the struggle, don't rest till you die. Cross that he wears through a hole in his ear, he says, kill the prophet who then reappeared. Though I ain't religious, his message seems clear. Each eye that we meet, son, is only a mirror. Through Arizona, the desert's in bloom. At night all these cities seem haunted as tombs. Freight trains in Denver move down the line, while ghosts of the hobos drink red boxcar wine.
Depot to depot, drifting along, looking for somewhere to be and grace now and then with a phrase from a song. St. Louis this morning, by midday we're gone.
Mm-hmm. places I've been. They know all my secrets, my pleasures, my sin.
Weather vane forecast lost in a spin, when life's accidental and random as wind.
We heard Greyhound Days, performed live in studio here by Meisner and Smith. Sam and Megan are my guests today on KALW. So Greyhound Days reminded me a little of my own traveling days. I was crisscrossing around the country many years ago on a Greyhound bus, and you meet the most interesting characters on the bus.
You sure do.
Exactly.
And the problem is, you're a captive audience. You can't get away from
right.
them.
That's the truth.
You hope for the best.
And it's usually long drives.
Oh, yeah. Like the journey between the Bay Area and the East Coast is like 2 to 3 days. So I'm fond of telling people about my war stories on the Greyhound bus, like the time I got trapped by a fundamentalist born-again Christian who, with her guitar, she was playing me song after song, and they were getting more and more religious.
Oh, yeah.
And then after she played Amazing Grace, the final pitch came to convert me. And that was the problem. I was in the back of the bus. There was no getting away from her.
Oh, no. And you don't want to go in those bathrooms.
That's a great story.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you've had some interesting encounters listening to Greyhound Days.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of the greatest things about doing as much touring as we've been doing over the last few years. I mean, I've lost track of the miles, but the people you meet, the people like on the Greyhound bus that you describe, but also the people that welcome you in, and these experiences that you have that you would just never have. And suddenly you're somewhere in the middle of Texas and someone welcomes you in that you've never met and says you need a place to stay tonight, you've got it, and feed you dinner. It's just, you know, you just can't have those experiences, or they don't happen as much when you sit still. But it's, you know, I'd be lying if I didn't say it's also pretty tough to be on the road as much as we are. But right now, the cost and profit benefit is the profit is more.
The benefits outweigh
yeah,
the cost.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
Maybe profit is the right word to use in this format.
And the world keeps getting smaller, which is the whole aim of this whole thing. So it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
So, Sam, in addition to writing these traveling songs, I notice you're also fond of songs that involve a certain amount of intricate wordplay, like that song we just heard a few minutes ago, Compose.
Mm-hmm.
You have a real love of the language.
Absolutely. I think we both do. And I would trace it back to my parents, who are big readers and always introduced me to a lot of poetry as well. As much time as we spent, both of us, working on acting through college and professionally as well, and we still do that. You know, reading, I'd have to say that Shakespeare and have been as big influences on the lyrics for me and songwriting and finding ways of expressing through language. That has been a huge influence, Shakespeare and playwriting and I think tying it all together with characters that can broaden the scope of what a song or a play or a story is about.
And there's something that's very special about what I get from Sam's writing is there's a trick to it. I don't know how he does it, really. I'm a songwriter too, but I'm not as prolific, and I really enjoy watching him create something that's both poetic but also so authentic and human and earthy and accessible. So that's the line he seems to walk, and I'm always really astounded at how he does it. He seems to do it so easily, even though I know it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So can I get the two of you to play one of your songs that involve that kind of wordplay?
Absolutely, yeah. And it kind of involves a character as well, so we'll tie it all in on this one.
Okay.
This one's called Piccolo Pete.
docks are in shadow, sun is lean as a bone. He's traded in his trumpet for a slide trombone. Wailing on the corner is Piccolo Pete, trying to sell stories for a bite to eat.
99 sailors all alone at sea, boys, one swam back, that one was me. Seabirds were nervous all along the coast.
There's something in the air, they could feel the ghosts.
Widow walks are crowded, but the graves are holes.
With nothing now to put in them but names of souls.
99 sailors lying in the sea, boys, one still walks, one still breathes. Half a cup of whiskey, I'll spin you a tale.
Honest as the truth on a three-beam scale.
Salivating businessmen shiver in the cold.
Sacrificing freedom for the taste of gold.
I used to chase the greenback, but it ain't for me, boys. I once was blind,
but now I
see. Banker, but he sold his soul.
Gave up his sense of humor for a heart of coal.
His eyes are full of razors, now his head's full of greed.
He dreams at night of nursery rhymes and fires that bleed.
I used to feel the fever, but it ain't for me, boys. I once was blind, but now I see.
For a bite to eat.
99 sailors all alone at sea, boys, one swam back,
that
one was me.
Sam Meisner and Megan Smith, my special guests in the KALW studios this afternoon, performing Sam's song, Piccolo Pete. Sounds like an interesting character, this Piccolo Pete. Was this a composite of people you've known?
Definitely a composite, but also that's one of the songs that I'm not quite sure where it all came from. sort of the words tumbled out and one idea led to the next. And I think that's something I also really like to work in is images that mean more than just what it's describing, and that I really go for in songwriting, and I think it's one of the reasons, as I was saying earlier, that we aren't bored with these songs that we've played hundreds of times, and the images that we try to create are bigger than what they're describing. At least we try to.
Meisner and Smith will be performing next Sunday at the main stage of the San Francisco Free Folk Festival. Are there any other concerts or events you want to announce?
Well, we'd love to direct people to our website, which has all the info, which is meisnerandsmith.com, and it's spelled MISNERANDSMITH. We've got, let's see, the Free Folk Festival is our big one coming up, and we'll be doing the Woody Guthrie's American Song at the Freight.
We'll be if you guys are at all interested in driving up a little ways on 80 Eastway, we're going to be performing at the Palms Playhouse in Winters. We're doing we're opening for Loudon Wainwright at the Palms.
What's the date for that concert?
That's June 30th. And if you're interested in coming back to the Freight to see just us, we have our own night at the Freight playing our own original music. And we're going to also have our full band come in and do some songs with us that night. And that's August 11th. That's Saturday, August 11th.
Yeah. Okay. Sam and Megan, we have time for one more song.
Thank you so much for having us on.
It's been a pleasure. Well, we'll leave you with a tune that comes from our life in theater, our double life. This one
we fondly refer to as our actor song, just because it sort of is a narration of some of what an actor might feel during several months of unemployment, perhaps, which is mainly the state you're in as an actor.
It's a hard life.
Yeah, if anybody out there is in the theater, it's not a far cry from being a musician, I guess, but anyway, we look at it with fondness, and this is sort of a fun song depicting that and also referencing a certain Shakespeare play, which we won't mention the name of.
Cause we're not in a theater, so we can say
it. Oh, we can. Oh, that's right.
It's a quote from Macbeth.
So thanks again for having us on. This is Poor Player.
I am just a poor player waiting in the wings, clutching to the curtains, watching all the others sing. Lift my inspiration from a scribble on the wall. Perhaps someday I'll leave a scratch, my signature I'll scrawl. Ooh, for now I'm but a poor player. Louis brews the moonshine with a burn that makes you cough, slurs your speech and takes a week to finally sleep it off. Lately now I find myself knocking on her door, first thing in the morning, and by noon I'm back for more. Ooh, for now I'm just a poor player. Foggy days and matinees, fawning on a star who doesn't even care to learn your name or who you are. Understudy errands till you've proven you can stand, but even then it might depend on how you shake their hands. Ooh, you know you're just a poor player. I wonder what you'd think to do if crowds no longer came, and all the scores you cheered before no longer call your name. Spreading your position, standing naked center stage, caught without your crutches on a footlit steel cage. Ooh, would you be a poor player? Ooh, would you be a poor player? Poor player waiting in the wings, clutching to the curtains, watching all the others sing. Lift my inspiration from a scribble on the wall. Perhaps someday I'll leave a scratch, my signature I'll scrawl. Ooh, for now I'm just a poor player.
Sam Meisner on guitar and vocals, Megan Smith on stand-up acoustic bass and mandolin and vocals. They are Meisner and Smith. Thank you both for coming in and sharing your music.
Thank you so much for having us, Jordan.
Thanks very much.
Meisner and Smith will be closing out the San Francisco Free Folk Festival next Sunday, June 10th, 9 o'clock on the main stage. The festival takes place next weekend at the Presidio Middle School, 450 30th Avenue in San Francisco. For the complete program schedule, visit www.sffolkfest.org. That's sffolkfest.org.